just too inexperienced to understand it, Alex said. But it just doesn't sit right. I can't explain it. I don't want to do something I'll regret. I could explain your lust to you if you wanted. I could learn it and explain it in ways you would not articulate for yourself. You could? How? It's simple. I merely have to taste it. She smiled, delicately brushing a suggestive hand across his groin as she reached over and turned out the light. Good night, Alex. That had him lying awake for hours. Chapter 3. The Devil Made Me Do It. Naturally, the first thing Alex heard when he woke up next to Lorelai was a DJ bitching about women.
She's not interested in you, she's interested in your wallet, the radio squawked. You want action at the end of the night, you gotta pay out. And they dangle that whole marriage thing in front of you like it's the keys to her panties, like you're gonna make love every night till you're old and gray, but we all know better, don't we, guys?
I really fucking hate this dude, Alex sighed to the ceiling.
The lingerie, the slutty behavior in the bedroom, the action, the DJ continued as Alex fumbled for the radio. That stuff's all on a clock, gentlemen, and that clock runs out as soon as they get the hooks in.
The nasally voice was finally silenced by a swat from Alex's hand. Lorelai stirred and cuddled up closer. I'll be happy to prove him wrong, she murmured into his ear. Every day and night of your life. Alex gulped. He wasn't entirely sure he'd survive even the first time. He stammered, and shifted a bit to create a little space.
I've got to go to work today, he managed. Soon.
She raised an eyebrow. You couldn't call in sick. You had a rough night.
They're gonna be slammed at work today, and I'm supposed to do some heavy cleaning in my workspace, he mumbled.
Alex got up out of bed, fighting the urge to stare, or worse. He turned to his dresser and fumbled for clothes.
Look, I need to figure all this out, he said.
No matter how awkward or lame his dodges were, his resistance continued to astound Lorelai. She didn't let it show. As you wish, she replied simply.
Can you stay here?
I can. Would you like me to remain concealed?
I would.
Alex nodded.
I know it's probably going to be a bit boring, but...
I can entertain myself if you will allow me a bit of trust, she assured him.
Even if I ask you to stay here alone?
He asked warily. Lorelai gave a nod that was more than a little sultry, but then it seemed her every word and gesture was geared toward seduction. That is no imposition. However, if you wish me to remain undetected, I should see to that first. I can ensure that I am completely obscured from your mother, even while I am before her. She will ignore me and rationalize anything that would lead her to suspect my presence, so you won't have to worry about covering anything up. And no, she added with rolling eyes, I will not harm her or do anything to jeopardize her immortal soul.
Thanks,
Alex said. He closed and locked the bathroom door. Lorelai felt an immediate rush of pleasure as Alex promptly set about relieving himself of sexual tension. The sensation brought a wicked smile of realization to her face. She enjoyed the same connection with all of her victims. They had apparently formed that bond, too. He was master, but also prey. The energy from this was a mere trickle compared to her hunger, but it was a start. And a good sign. She slipped out of his bedroom and across the hallway to his mother's room. The door was slightly ajar, allowing her to creep in with absolute silence. Glancing around quickly, Lorelai found a checkbook on the dresser. Her name was Michelle. Alex's mother stood facing an open closet, freshly showered and clad in slacks and a bra, but as yet no shirt. Lorelai smiled as she slipped up behind her. It was Alex's wish that Michelle made no discovery of Lorelai. The succubus had an agenda slightly beyond that. There was stealth, and then there was the removal of obstacles.
Shh.
The succubus whispered into Michelle's ear. The blonde shivered and her movement slowed as she quickly fell into a daze.
Michelle.
Lorelai hissed. She was so close that her lips brushed against Michelle's ear. Again, the entranced woman shivered. Her eyelids drooped. Lorelai's fingernails traced lightly up her back and eventually began running through her hair, giving the blonde chills.
You're a pretty woman, Michelle.
Lorelai murmured.
Oh.
The other whimpered. It was true enough. Michelle wouldn't be posing for a modeling job anytime soon, but for her age, she remained attractive. She was pretty enough to catch an eye on the street, and affected just enough by age to be self-conscious about it. Lorelai considered a more seductive approach than this, but Alex seemed too suspicious to risk it. He might start asking direct questions that she wouldn't be able to dodge.
Have you a lover, Michelle?
No.
A shame. You're quite lovely.
Lorelai hissed.
It's not that.
Michelle murmured.
Just no time. No time.
Oh, but you can make the time.
Lorelai encouraged softly.
You work hard. Your son is grown. Responsible. You can take the time for yourself, Michelle. Is there a man you like?
Maybe.
Michelle admitted, in a voice just barely above a whisper.
Eddie.
Lorelai's left hand continued to stroke the blonde's hair. Her right slid around Michelle's belly, which only recently began to sag slightly with age. As her fingers moved, however, Michelle's stomach tightened.
I can make you prettier, she said. Much prettier,
Lorelai continued.
Pretty enough to have any man you want.
Her fingers continued to trace across the mesmerized woman's body as well. All the while, Michelle's flesh became more toned and smooth. Wrinkles vanished.
Tell me about Eddie.
He's an accountant at my office.
Michelle breathed out dreamily.
Nice. A little younger. Sexy. I don't think he knows how sexy.
Those are the best kinds of men. Do you think of him often?
Yes, I think he might like me, but I haven't done anything about him.
I'll make you a deal.
Lorelai offered.
I can make you beautiful, Michelle. Hot like a movie star, confident, sexy, all Eddie could dream of. I only need one thing.
What?
You have to promise me to keep this a secret,
Lorelai said.
From everyone, from your friends, from your family, from your son. We must be a secret, even from yourself.
I promise,
Michelle whispered.
I promise.
So if you see me or hear me, promise me you will understand you are only imagining it, no matter what you see, unless I speak to you.
I promise.
Michelle nodded softly.
I promise.
She all but began to sway. Michelle was soon scarcely capable of standing upright, but Lorelai easily kept her on her feet.
There's more. Your son.
Michelle's eyes fluttered partially open at that. Lorelai was unsurprised. Naturally, the strongest point of resistance for a mother would be in regards to her only son. Michelle almost regained her senses, but Lorelai's whispers at her ear calmed her again.
He's a young man now.
Lorelai continued.
You know that, right?
I do. I know.
He's a fine young man.
Decent.
You raised him well. Alex is a good man.
Lorelai repeated.
A good young man. Thinking about women as young men do. That's good, isn't it, Michelle? Isn't it natural?
She shook her head softly. The topic threatened to break the trance.
What's that got to do with this?
Nothing at all, Lorelai said. Save that he has needs just as you do. It's natural, Michelle. Nothing to be ashamed of. Your son is interested in women. Wouldn't you want him to be happy? Yes. If he found a woman and didn't tell you right away, would you ask him? Michelle moaned, noncommittally. Even if you saw clues in your own home, would you ask him or wait for him to tell you? I don't know. I want him to be happy. He might not be comfortable talking about it in front of you. Would you press him on it if you suspected? I guess I shouldn't. If Alex had a lover, he might want to keep it quiet. Shouldn't you respect his privacy? Yes, Michelle nodded. Yes. I don't want to think about that now.
Lorelai heard the shower stop running.
You must promise to respect your son's privacy. He needs that, just as you do. He needs space. Will you look the other way for him?
I will. I will.
Shh, Lorelai said, softly bringing Michelle closer to full consciousness. You have to get ready for work now.
Yes, okay.
It's nearly time to leave, Michelle, Lorelai whispered as she slipped away. Closing the door, she beckoned.
Wake up, Michelle. Wake up.
Michelle's eyes fluttered open in the mirror.
Lorelai saw lucidity return to Michelle just as she exited. Lorelai's efforts took almost the last of her power, but the investment stood to eliminate a possible barrier between succubus and prey. And at least some of what she had done was just what had been asked of her. Lorelai returned to Alex's bed, sitting upright and taking care to brush her hair over her breasts. She folded her hands neatly in her lap and waited. Alex returned from the shower, neatly shaved and already wearing a fresh pair of jeans that did little to conceal his stubborn arousal.
Hi,
he managed awkwardly. Lorelai only nodded in response, never taking her eyes off of him.
You're not, you know, I don't expect you to just sit there all day, right?
I know, she said. I have woven the enchantment over your mother. We need not fear her discovery.
Okay,
he said. He found a black t-shirt and threw it on.
I'm only supposed to be gone about 9 hours, 8 if I skip breaks and stuff.
Do not feel you have to rush for me. I have been alive for centuries. I can wait through a workday, Mas-
Alex.
He looked at her for a moment, fumbling to put on his shoes and entirely forgetting to wear socks.
Okay,
Alex managed.
Guess I'm headed out then.
Alexander,
she asked.
May I- Alex, you saved me from an awful fate last night. I would have been tormented and humiliated, perhaps for decades or more,
Lorelai explained.
You risked your life. For all you knew, you could have been arrested or killed or worse, for a pair of strangers. You were told what I am, yet you took me in with compassion. I have rarely witnessed such kindness, let alone received it. All this, even when you have every reason to think I'm something foul.
I don't think you're foul.
Please. She shook her head. You risked everything for me. I think you understood how dangerous those men were, didn't you?
She stood and stepped forward to him.
I cannot lie to you. I cannot bring you harm. Regardless of our bond, I sincerely wish to thank you and reward you as best I can.
Alex was once again completely at a loss for words.
May I kiss you?
She asked.
Seeing his hesitation, she said, I was made to seduce. I am well aware of my charms. My desire is sincere. If it makes you uncomfortable, I ask your forgiveness. But, seduction aside, Alex, may I kiss you?
He all but melted.
Yes,
he nodded. For once, he had no difficulty looking only into her eyes, as this supernaturally beautiful woman rose to slip her hands around his neck. Their eyes closed as they kissed, softly at first, but then with increasing passion.
He wanted to drown in those lips. She felt so unbelievably good, and tasted so intoxicating, and...
She broke it off gently, looking down and stepping away. I'll await your return, Alex. You'll have time to think, and then we can talk. Breathing heavily, wanting nothing more than to continue inhaling her scent and tasting that kiss, Alex shook and finally got control of himself.
Okay, he said. Okay.
He turned, stepped out, and almost got to the stairs before returning for his wallet, keys, and phone. She didn't look up when he returned. He very nearly kissed her again before his willpower overcame the urge and he turned to go. At his mother's bedroom door, he knocked. Mom, are you awake?
Just getting dressed.
Okay, I'm leaving for work, I guess.
Are you late?
Yeah, I've just got a late morning meeting, honey. Go to work. Don't be late yourself.
Gotcha. I love you, Mom.
I love you, too.
Alex looked one last time at the succubus in his bedroom before he headed downstairs and out the door. Lorelai waited by the window to see him leave on his motorcycle. With him gone, there was no need to hide her amazement. She had never tasted anything like that kiss. Regardless of his inexperience, he was pleasant. But something much greater than technique left her dazzled. The succubus raised her fingers to her lips and found her thoughts bending in strange directions. Alex blew through the lobby of Keating and Rose with a simple, "Good morning," to the firm's grandmotherly receptionist. He headed straight for the file room, where he sat down at his countertop desk against one wall, amid the metal racks of file folders, and got right to work. Alex logged onto his computer and promptly grabbed the overnight files out of the in-basket nearby. He was fixed on getting his mind off of naked demons and angels and freaky rituals. It wasn't working, but then Kat came in. His co-worker was a lithe, tanned fitness freak, whom he had crushed on ever since he started at his job 6 months ago. But she was both older and in a committed relationship. She wore a pair of jeans and a zipped-up North Face sweater, along with her perpetual smile. "Morning," she said.
"Hey,
Alex said blearily.
"Morning."
Kat looked at him curiously as she sat down at the workstation next to his.
"Wow, your eyes are seriously bloodshot. Did you sleep at all last night?"
"Not really."
"Huh. Hot date?"
She grinned.
"Kind of, but no."
She snickered, then looked at her task list and frowned.
"It's hot in here," she said.
He glanced over absentmindedly as Kat pulled off her sweater. He was treated to the sight of her tight, bare midriff as her undershirt caught on the sweater. As it was lifted away, Alex could make out the shape of her bra under her top. She didn't seem to mind his stare at all. "Oh, I should grab my filing," Kat thought out loud. Alex's office crush moved forward, leaning in with her chest brushing against his head as she pulled a stack of paperwork out of the filing cabinet beside him. She sat back down. He found it hard not to stare. His gaze lingered on the straps of her bra against her smooth, toned skin, and the way the cups shaped and pushed up her breasts. She brushed away her brown hair to expose her collarbones and her neck, which Alex looked at for a brief, longing moment. Kat paused only to glance at him and smile. He knew she should have been bothered. He was leering, but she didn't seem the slightest bit disturbed.
"I wish I had worn shorts today," Kat mused aloud. "Maybe I should run home and put on a pair at lunch."
Alex had often fantasized about all the different ways he could hit on her. He thought about being charming, being tender, being sweet. He had thought about flowers or coming up with just the right thing to say. He didn't lack confidence. She simply wasn't available.
Now, though, all he could think about was pushing her up against the wall and tearing her clothes off. He felt unreasonably sure she would welcome it, too. With an effort of will, Alex tore his eyes off her and returned to his work. His day continued on just that way, only steadily worse with curious behavior and innuendo from the ladies in his office. Keating and Rose had perhaps 30 employees in all, but many of them were rather attractive women. It had actually become something of a concern for the senior partners and the office manager, as they recognized their hiring patterns. But Alex never complained. All day long, he could swear that those pretty ladies looked at him differently. Several abandoned all sense of personal space when with him. He saw more leg and cleavage than he could ever remember. 6 times he was summoned into the office of one attorney or another to help sort through paperwork and other tasks that he was never asked to perform before. Flattering as the attention was, it seemed out of place. Stephanie, the copy room clerk, turned it up the most. Closest to Alex in age and very pretty, Alex crushed on her from day one, but she showed no interest in him. Alex was a bit of a geek, while Stephanie was a hip club bunny. They got along at work, but she clearly never felt any spark with him. Every time he came across her that day, though, he felt her staring at him with come-hither eyes. The petite Latina found excuses to touch or bump into him. 2 times she had reason to bend over so that he could see the top of her thin panties as her slacks slipped down. Women asked if he'd been working out. They asked if he was wearing new cologne. All the ladies in the office found a moment to lean in close and sniff, some of them several times. They complimented his appearance repeatedly, though he'd worn old jeans and a t-shirt, in anticipation of doing a heavy-duty dusting job on the file racks. Winks, smiles, and suggestive jokes filled every conversation. Alex continually caught himself behaving strangely, too. He couldn't believe no one called him out on it, because he kept staring at every curve and every exposed bit of flesh. Alex had a heightened awareness of how each woman's clothes fit on her, and he continually pondered what each one might have on underneath, based on the way the outer fabric hung. The constant preoccupation with attraction and sex banished his fatigue entirely. 3 times he went into the restroom in hopes of finding some relief from his unending arousal. It was hopeless, each time. Alex remained undeniably turned on and obsessed with sex. He felt like he would explode, but in the end, he couldn't resolve it on his own. The madness felt good, but worried him deeply. Alex pushed through his day, wondering if he was going insane. Lorelei? Alex called out as he opened the front door. His hands trembled at the thought of facing her again. It was all he could do to get through the day, and then ride his motorcycle home safely. Several times he almost wiped out while looking at attractive women driving beside him or walking on the sidewalk.
Yes, I'm right here,
she answered. Alex found her in the living room, sitting by the glass door to the townhome's tiny back porch. She had apparently appropriated a simple blue sundress from his mother's closet. Alex didn't even question whether that was strange or how it fit her so well. She held a book from his shelf in her hands.
Lorelei, am I going insane?
He asked. She cocked her head to one side curiously.
I'm sorry. I can't stop thinking about sex. I'm leering at every woman I see like a slobbering pervert.
He held his voice and temper as steady as he could. Even now, exasperated as he was, he didn't want his relationship with Lorelei, whatever it was, to grow hostile. And I think they're all flirting with me, but I'm so crazy right now, I don't know if they are or if I'm imagining it. Slowly she nodded and reached up to take his hands. I wasn't sure if things like that would happen or not, but this is all real. I kissed you this morning with lust for you on my lips. My connection to you naturally increases your sex appeal and your interest.
Oh my God, are you serious? So I'm driving them nuts too?
No, no. Lorelei laughed dismissively. Nothing so dramatic. They are all fine.
They simply recognize that you have something special to offer.
So I'm a complete pervert then? This is all me?
No, Alex, please, stop and think, she said, reaching to take his hands. Look at me. Your desire for me is plain. You fought it all night, and you still do. You don't have to hide it. I see it, I feel it, and I enjoy it. I know what I am, Alex. I know that I am extraordinarily attractive. It is not arrogance, just understanding. I was made to be so. Your desire is flattering and very welcome. I don't understand why you will not act. Demon though I may be, I am your loyal servant now. I am on your side, Alex. You can trust me. After a long moment, Alex asked, What's happening to me? We are bound, as has been said, Lorelai explained gently. The bond is different from anything I have ever experienced, but you are both my master and, it would seem, my prey. I cannot harm you, of course, she added quickly. But understand that I was made to seduce and fornicate. I will not drag you down as I have any other prey. But your lust is connected to me. When I claim a new prey, his lusts are inflamed and they feed me. I enjoy sex. I truly cannot get enough. Yet my power is drawn not from my pleasure or my desire, but from yours.
Until you take over.
No. She shook her head. I may prey upon your lusts, but I must also protect you. Unlike other prey, you will not wither away in servicing my desires. And again, you are more pleasant than those I have served in the past. I bear you no ill will. Alex, I can feel your arousal. I have known when you have sought to pleasure yourself to find release. No, don't be embarrassed, she said, reaching up to gently touch his lips. It was natural, even sensible. I am certain you sought relief only to save yourself and others from embarrassment or discomfort, but I can sense that you grow only more aroused. I would be happy to relieve you.
You shouldn't have to.
I want this, Alex. The more you want me, the more I want you. There was a plea in her voice, yet her composure never wavered. This torments us both. Please, Alex. Almost in shame, Alex said,
If it's really... I feel like a complete tool here.
Lorelai gave a tiny shake of her head. Your desires and your body war with your conscience. You amaze me with your will by resisting at all. But you should not be embarrassed. You need not carry such a conflict, Alex.
I want you, Lorelai, he confessed.
She slipped up against him to kiss his cheek. He had dated before. He had kissed girls, but had gotten little further than that. Intimacy of this degree was alien to him. He was overwhelmed. For all her aggressiveness, Lorelai seemed to understand perfectly. They stood close to one another for a long, lingering moment, as Lorelai slipped her hand in his. Lorelai whispered, This is a thing of joy, Alex, offering up a disarming grin before she led him from the living room. Walking behind her on the stairs, Alex's eyes immediately went up her skirt. Lorelai cast a glance over her shoulder at him. She knew, and she smiled in approval. If anything, she deliberately walked to give him a better view. Lorelai tugged him into his room, closed the door, and then pushed him up against it as she slid her body along his. She pulled him into a deep, longing kiss. This time he didn't fight against being lost within it. While their kiss deepened, Lorelai deftly loosened Alex's pants. She cast aside his belt and unbuttoned his jeans. Her hands slipped under his shirt, pushing it up and over his head. You can do no wrong here, she murmured to him. Do not worry about being clumsy or rushed or nervous. Follow your desires, she encouraged, before her lips came to his again. His hands slid all over her back, her shoulders, and her arms.
Surrendering to an urge, Alex grabbed the strings tying up her dress behind her neck and slipped the knot free. Lorelai lured his tongue into her mouth and cooed with delight as his kiss grew aggressive. Then her mouth slipped away. As her dress fell from her shoulders, she slowly sank down to her knees. Alex watched Lorelai push down his pants and the black boxer briefs that restrained his erect flesh. Lorelai smiled with approval, her hands sliding up and down its length. "Have no shame," she said softly, so close to his skin that he felt the breath of her words against his shaft. "Just enjoy. I want this even more than you." Her next kiss slowly drew his shaft into her mouth. Alex had never felt anything like this. He wanted to gently buck forward with his hips, but he didn't want to do anything that might displease her, and so he made himself remain still and accept the favors of Lorelai's mouth. Waves of ecstasy flooded through his body from head to toe. Lorelai held him prisoner to this pleasure for a long while. She took her time, enjoying the exercise of control and the renewal of her power. The more he wanted her, the stronger she became. He did not lack for endowment, but it was nothing a succubus couldn't handle. She engulfed him fully, without the slightest discomfort. She had no reason at all to rush. Eventually, Alex felt his muscles spasm from his groin all the way to his wrists. Alex grabbed both the doorframe and Lorelai's shoulder to steady himself as he lost all control of his body. Lorelai closed her eyes, welcoming his release and enjoying his satisfaction as if it were her own. Nothing escaped her lips. Once she finished him off, Alex could barely stand against the door. He gasped breathlessly as Lorelai finally pulled away. But even then, she kept him hard and at her mercy with expert hands. "Master," she purred. "You like?"
"Oh, my God." He huffed. Wow.
He looked down at her, marveling at how pleased she appeared. He felt so good that he could hardly form words.
"Thank you,"
he managed.
"Anytime, Master," she said.
"You don't have to call me that."
"So you say. But you like it, Master."
There was a mischievous flash in her eyes. She rose to press herself against him again, whispering into his ear.
"I know all your lusts now. We share them, and I know everything I need to do to please you."
He groaned as she stroked his flesh, which already burned with need again. It plainly wasn't natural, he realized, but he didn't much care.
"No regrets,"
she whispered into his ear with a naughty grin.
"I like it. I like you, and I like what I have found. You are a very lusty, naughty boy, Alex. You want me so much."
"I do,"
he nodded.
"So much desire you will not allow yourself to voice. You've wanted someone like me all your life, haven't you? Your own personal porn star. You'd have a dozen like me if you could."
"I don't."
Alex shook his head.
"It's not like that."
"Shh. Remember what I am."
Lorelai consoled him.
"I understand. We won't hurt anyone. All those things you want from me are what I want too."
"I thought we were doing this so I could think clearly."
"Mm-hmm. Can't you? What do you think now?"
She kissed his neck and nibbled on his ear.
"I think I want you,"
Alex said evenly. Lorelai looked at him with undisguised excitement before he pulled her toward the bed. He paused, only to shuck off his shoes and pants and to watch as Lorelai alluringly slipped her dress the rest of the way off her hips. Then he ran his fingers through her hair, gently but hungrily pulling her into another long, deep kiss. Lorelai's heart pounded. Alex was delicious. He carried much stronger desires than she expected. Before now, every man she had ever had was selfish and corrupt. She enjoyed their slavish adoration and every moment of sex that led to each man's downfall, but in the end, she was also happy to destroy them.
Alex was entirely different. He was decent, kind, unselfish, caring even while giving in to base instincts. The taste of him aroused an elation that she'd never felt before. She trembled as she lay back on the bed and felt his body rest against hers. She couldn't remember the last time a first tryst with a new partner excited her body like this. It was in her nature to enjoy any lover. It had always been about the act for her, regardless of the partner. Details were just a matter of flavor. Yet this was so genuine that he had her panting as the head of his cock brushed against her moistened sex. She wrapped her legs and arms around him. "I'm yours, Alex," she pleaded between gasps and little moans. "I want this." Her breath shook with every inch of his slow invasion. For several long moments, Alex slipped in and out of her in a state of bliss. Just entering her felt better than any final climax he had ever achieved alone. He eventually regained enough of his senses to wonder if he should lean back, use his hands, do something other than just pushing in and out. But then she wrapped her legs and arms around him and pulled him deep inside her. "Fuck me, master," she goaded him, knowing it would inflame his lust despite his moral discomfort. "I'm all yours. Fuck me like you own me." Alex gave in. He plunged into her again and again, holding onto her tightly and pounding as hard and as slow as he wanted. She had him on the cusp of orgasm from the first penetration, and yet his pleasure climbed ever higher without release. Lorelai's head swam in ecstasy. Nothing had ever been this good. His desires only built, and hers along with them. The longer they carried on, the less she wanted it to end. Some tiny space in her mind wondered if this was how her victims felt as she wrapped them around her finger, but she didn't care. For the first time, all the deeply ingrained responses she felt at the touch and pleasure of her master could be enjoyed without revulsion or regret. She loved... loved? Her eyes snapped open. This feeling was far too alien for her, no matter how good it was. It must be the ritual, she realized. It wasn't finished. "Alex," she grunted. He kept thrusting into her. She had driven him wild, and she knew instinctively that she would soon be just as out of control. Her hedonistic nature smothered the panic thoughts in her mind. "Alex, oh, master, you must..." What? She couldn't help but clutch at him with undeniable need. "No, don't stop. More." Alex abandoned all self-control. Instinctively, he grabbed a fistful of hair and wrenched her head up to kiss her as he buried himself within her. She surrendered to it, sharing his release with greater pleasure than in all her many centuries. They clung to one another, riding out mutual climax. Eventually, his embrace became tender, while they both gasped for air. She felt something instinctively territorial in the way he held her. Lorelai found it irresistible. It was all so good. So good. "Alex," she whispered hoarsely. She couldn't even think of trying to break free from him now. She no longer wanted to. "Lorelai," he moaned. "Thank you, Alex. Thank you." Chapter 4. Coming to Terms. He had no idea how long he had been plundering her, but it wasn't nearly long enough. The feeling was entirely mutual. Lorelai encouraged him in every way she could. They paused only to bask in the afterglow of every finish, kiss one another deeply and longingly, and inevitably fall into irresistible retting again. The sun had long since set by the time Alex finally came up for air.
"We must have been going at it for hours," he breathed.
"And yet you could go on," Lorelai pointed out triumphantly. She brushed her fingers through his hair, now rather matted. looking up at him with unmistakable affection.
I could,
Alex agreed. He breathed heavily, but not unpleasantly so.
Is that you? That's not normal, right?
She nodded.
Well, you have youth, energy, and passion, but even all that carries one only so far. I have certain effects on my prey that encourage cooperation from both of us. Welcome to your new sex life.
I thought it was supposed to work the other way. Aren't you supposed to kill me like this?
He smirked at how casually he could ask such a thing, but at this point his mind was completely blown anyway.
Not right away. Normally it's a long, decadent road to each prey's downfall.
Worry not, I know all the dead ends.
I promise you we won't be taking the uglier turns, she teased.
Do you feel your head is clearer now that you have ravished me?
I do, I just... Wow,
he repeated.
I could keep going if you wanted to, it's like I can't get enough. I don't think I'll ever have enough of you.
Nor I of you, Alex.
Lorelai smiled.
My body will always invite yours. You need never wonder if I want you. This is what I long for above all things. Take me freely. Embrace your lust for I welcome it. And let's have no more worries about boring me or any of your other hang-ups.
Alex nodded.
I think we're going to do this an awful lot.
Good.
He glanced out the window, then at his clock.
Oh God, Mom's gotta be home by now.
She will completely ignore us. You could have me screaming and she wouldn't notice.
He grinned with some amusement, but he said,
Let's not test that.
Aw.
She pouted in feigned disappointment.
Sorry to spoil your fun.
Lorelai slipped her arms around him and squeezed him with a purr.
I am sure I'll find plenty more opportunities for mischief.
She tilted her head thoughtfully.
For such a young man, you have a great deal of patience, Master.
You're sure you want to keep calling me that? It's okay to call me Alex. You definitely better use that when we're in public.
I'll be careful, but I can tell it gives you a little thrill.
He seemed to blush.
It's flattering.
I would flatter you more.
She smirked.
You're a good man, Alex. I have never been with such as you.
I am not supposed to have good men. I have never had anyone who was not well on the way to hell.
I have always enjoyed myself, but not like this. You feel wonderful.
I don't want to just be your master, Lorelai. I know you say we can't undo that, and you don't hold it against me, but we can be master and servant and still be... I don't know.
He wondered, not wanting to push too far too soon.
Can we be that and still be at least friends? Does that even work?
You mean more than friends, she said, the smile in her voice turning quiet.
She stroked his cheek with her fingers.
Yes.
I don't see why not. I'm not an ordinary friend. Alex.
She then said, sounding out his name slowly.
Why does this trouble you so? I am no drone or brow-beaten servant. I am not chattel.
I have told you it does not bother me. Such is part of the nature of my existence.
You are a dramatic improvement over my previous circumstances, in ways I cannot explain.
Alex shrugged.
Slavery's wrong.
It has been the way of the world for a long time. In the scheme of things, this mindset of your society is an anomaly. Even now, slavery lives on in many ways.
It was wrong back then, and it's still wrong now. Maybe I wouldn't think so if I'd been raised differently or in a different time, but I like to think I would. Honestly, if I could free you, I'd do it. I'd miss you. I'll never forget this, but if there's ever a way...
Lorelai said, and interrupted him with a kiss. You didn't bring this on yourself, or upon me, and I am not troubled.
She grinned a bit. Have some fun with it. I call you master in part to remind you that you are not at anyone's mercy.
You don't have to be cruel, or domineering about it.
It doesn't seem to be in your nature, anyway. But after this, I am here with you as much by choice as anything else.
It's a little hard to believe I'm that great.
She slowly shook her head. I cannot lie to you.
I honestly thought my first time would be a lot more awkward, though,
he admitted hesitantly.
Did you do something to me, other than just turning me on so much?
You had no reason to feel inadequate even before we lay together, she winked. But yes, you are slightly changed. The face and body you find in the mirror later may seem somewhat different. A succubus must be kept entertained to carry out her purpose, after all. Don't worry, it's nothing nefarious. Other mortals match your sex appeal. Though not many. You'll just have to get used to it. But any woman ready to run off on her husband for you would do so for another attractive man. There is no supernatural compulsion at work. You'll become aroused more easily, and you've already experienced the sort of virility that comes with the curse laid by my kind. Those changes will remain even if you lay with another. Ultimately, though, much of that is superficial. You already have natural passion, natural desire, genuine affection, and your technique will only improve with time and practice, she added with a grin. I may enhance all that, but you would have done just fine without me in your life.
You're just saying all that.
Alex smirked. I cannot lie to you, she repeated. Alex, even beyond this, we share the bond that the priest meant to create. I share your pleasures as you experience them. I can't quite articulate it or distinguish it from the joy you give me independent of that bond, but I know it's there. I would love to experience that bond while you lie with another.
You keep suggesting that. I can't imagine ever wanting to hook up with anyone else.
You say that now. She winked demurely.
No, I mean it. Lorelai, you're so far beyond any woman I've ever met. You don't have to worry about me cheating on you.
Lorelai snickered and then laughed. She pushed him over to lie on top of him, casually demonstrating her physical strength. Master, she grinned teasingly, your inexperience makes you far too quick to commit. I know everything about your lusts. You want other women. You would want many other women if you could have them, and I am telling you that you can. You won't be cheating on me. You'll renew my power and share the pleasure you receive with me. Your realistic aspirations are for monogamous love. But in your private fantasies, you want a harem. Lorelai grinned with a softer, wickedly affectionate tone. Don't be shy about it. You're not the first man with such fantasies. There is no jealousy here. I wouldn't be remotely bothered. I might enjoy helping in your trysts.
I wouldn't want you having sex with other guys, he said. How fair is that?
Her naked shoulders shrugged. Your feelings on such things may change after I've had a few years to prove my loyalty. She smiled tauntingly. But it's nothing to concern yourself with. I prefer quality over quantity, and my perspectives have changed tonight. Still, I hope you don't mind if I might flirt a bit now and again. It might be useful to us both.
I never thought of myself as the jealous type,
Alex thought out slowly.
But I don't want to share you with other men.
Then don't. Everyone has boundaries. I can easily accept this if you pay me plenty of attention. Her hip nudged against his. A new smile spread across her face.
But don't you dare tell me you don't want to play with other women.
We both know you better than that.
As long as you'll share.
Alex grinned back before he kissed her. She trembled in pleasure, lying against him. As you wish, Master.
Wow.
He breathed again, stroking her hair and her back.
I barely know you.
You need only know so much, she shrugged.
Yeah, but, I mean, where are you from? How old are you? What makes you happy besides sex? Hurts you? Anything?
Lorelai's expression grew thoughtful. There are things mortals are not meant to know, she began. I would tell you, but the knowledge would endanger you spiritually. Despite all you have already seen, precious little about the actual nature of the divine or otherworldly matters has been shown to you. Your faith, for instance, is still a matter of faith. If I told you that God and the devil exist, you would still be taking my word for it. You might be surprised how little relevance formal religion has in the grand scheme of things, but it means I can only tell you so much about myself. She shrugged. Alex nodded.
Whatever you can tell.
You may not like it all. Many things in my past you would find ugly, even horrifying. I do not fret over my past, and I make no apologies, but I take pride from precious little of it.
Then we'll call it the past and move on. And I can't imagine being any more inclined to blow off things that bother me than right here and now.
He grinned.
You're awfully beautiful and naked and pleasantly positioned.
I suppose I can appreciate that. She chuckled. I am old. I was centuries old, even as I watched the Romans demolish the Second Temple in Jerusalem.
Wow.
Distant thoughts clouded her eyes, but she banished them a moment later. It was a memorable day. I have not always been in this world, but of anything else, I cannot tell you much. I have spoken many languages, been to many lands. I have brought down peasants and popes, shoguns, celebrities, kings, and queens.
Queens?
Alex raised an eyebrow.
Yes.
More men than women, but many women. None of them nice people, mind you, she added. The world does not miss them, or would not if the truth about them was known.
Oh. I guess I should have thought of this before,
Alex said sheepishly. He had somehow disregarded this before now. Naturally, now that it was too late, he was a little scared.
Should I be, wearing a condom?
Laughter erupted from his companion. No, Alex.
No.
She managed, finally. Though, yes, it's a bit late to ask now.
No.
As I said, you may enjoy me freely. You need not worry about me carrying disease or becoming with child. In fact, she added with a sultry tone, as long as you're regularly having me, you can forget about such concerns with other women as well. Nor will they likely worry about such details. She let that sink in, then leaned forward to kiss him lightly before continuing the discussion. There are many sorts of demons. Most are made to torment or to corrupt. I am born to punish and enact retribution. That does not make me especially nice. But part of hell's purpose is to ensure that the wicked eventually suffer. You will spread neither disease nor unwanted children while you are with me. A succubus is meant to bring a prey's earthly sins to an end, not to spread them further. We may encourage selfish decisions, but not to create a legacy that lives on to harm the innocent. That would provoke heaven to respond. You ask what pleases me. Obviously, I hunger endlessly for sex. But I've never had a partner I genuinely liked. It's pleasant. I'm rather coming to enjoy friendship as well. The admission hung in the air. Finally, Alex broke the silence.
At least I know who to ask for help with my history assignments now.
You wish. There are matters of which I know much. But for most of history, humanity's perspective has been rather narrow. I was never in more than one place at a time. I remember well the politicking of certain Medici sons, but don't ask me to tell you what occurred in Russia at the time. It was irrelevant to me. It's only in recent decades that I have become more broadly educated.
But you speak Russian?
Da.
Russian women are hot,
he teased. Many of them.
You said shoguns? You've been to Japan?
Hi. Lorelai smiled.
That wasn't weird. You could claim a lot of different ancestry, but I'm not sure I'd believe you were Japanese.
I can change my appearance rather dramatically, though it costs me power. Before last night, it would have been no problem. Tonight, I could manage it once, perhaps twice, now that your lusts have restored a small measure of power. But I have a long way to go before I am what I was before.
I think I'm going to enjoy helping you recover.
We both will. That I can promise. I know my appearance pleases you greatly, or even immensely, she said, with just enough arrogance to be charming. But if you'd like me to look differently...
No. Hell no. I want this face and this body to stay.
Done. Lorelai nodded.
What I don't understand is, why sex?
Lorelai tilted her head curiously. I'm sorry?
Well, you said you only sleep with men who are already damned, right?
Well... The succubus grinned playfully, tracing a finger down his chest. In the past tense, yes. Not now.
But you're so incredible. I guess what I don't understand is that if someone is so awful, why does he get to die while in bed with you? Shouldn't it be a rougher end?
Ah, unfortunately this gets to those issues that mortals are not entirely meant to understand. But I suppose I could make at least some sense of it for you, Lorelai mused thoughtfully, considering her words. For most mortals, sin and virtue come and go. Very few people are entirely good or entirely bad, even you. Yet redemption can be found even for the gravely wicked, given opportunities and motivation. The mortals that I am set upon are already several steps along the way to hell for their misdeeds. Yet they might turn from that path, so... Hell would prefer to adjust the odds in its favor. I lay with mortals to ensure that they meet that final punishment. Some deaths are simply a matter of nature, disease, accidents. Other deaths are something of a statement on who a person truly is. Dying with me typically states nothing but selfishness. I should also note that they experience far less pleasure than desperation in the end. They all have the moment to regret their choices. Not that you will have to worry about that, Master. Lorelai smiled disarmingly.
So I'm not gonna wind up like them?
Alex asked. I have no interest in allowing that. Lorelai shook her head, her smile becoming sweet. You have expressly wished against it. I will enjoy loosening you up, but truly corrupting you would rather ruin your flavor.
Do you enjoy it?
He asked quietly. The question surprised her. I should be reluctant to answer that, Lorelai murmured. You would find so much of this deeply troubling. I fear a wedge might be driven between us. But no, I have not enjoyed my purpose for a long time. I found pleasure in the act, satisfaction. I learned to lose myself in the sensations that my body enjoyed, but to say that I liked what I was... No, I have not. Not in 900 years.
Sounds kind of specific. What happened?
His name was Malik. I was his fourth wife. He might have saved Antioch from the Crusaders, even at the very end. He was a warrior of great ability and charisma. Yet he died in bed with me. Lorelai's gaze seemed very far away for a long moment. He was a cruel man, greedy. Callous, vain, not a king or a lord, but the truly important people rarely are. Had he gotten out of bed, he might have rallied defenders and staved off disaster. She shrugged. Instead, he could not resist me. You ask if he deserved to die in my bed, but I would say that he didn't deserve to die on his feet. Alex watched her face quietly. He wanted to know more, but...
Not a romantic topic, huh?
No. It reminds me of an important issue, though. I am bound to protect you, but in this state, I would not be very capable in a physical confrontation. I am ordinarily stronger than any mortal and far more durable, but as I said, I am weakened. We will have to work hard before I am recovered enough for that.
Can't say I get into a lot of fights.
Good, but... Be aware that once such beings as I enter a mortal's life, there's often a tendency for others to appear, You may well be in for a life far from ordinary.
We'll just have to keep a low profile then.
Agreed.
So, any other ability?